Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I want to thank you for stopping by the podcast because you could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you decided to come hang out with your girl for a quick minute. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate all our first time listeners. You're the bomb, girl, for booking apparel and to sew into the podcast. You can do so visiting tiapugtalks.com. That's tiapugtalks.com. Be sure to connect with me at tiapugtalks on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Don't forget to share your favorite part of the podcast on social media and make sure you tag me so I can shout you out. If you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about business relations, please email us info@tiapugtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch with you. All right, we're going to jump right on into this thing. Tonight's topic is I ain't going nowhere. So you know we coming straight from the word. So we are going to be reading 1 Corinthians 15 verse 59. And it reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, who is this talking to us? This is Paul, the one that used to be Saul, the one that persecuted and killed Christians. Yeah, that Paul is talking to us right here, explaining how we should be regarding our work for the Lord. He starts by saying, therefore, my brethren, as if we acquaintances, or like we cool and we be hanging out like, hey, bro, hey, sis. He's really allowing this to be a loving conversation. Now, not one of reproach where he is coming down on us, but rather kind of encouraging us. So next he goes on to say, be steadfast. And some of you may have heard that word and contemplated your own definition. So I'm gonna read to you what my dictionary say. So my dictionary says that steadfast is unwavering, fixed in direction, firmly established. So this is what Paul is telling us to be in regards to our work for the kingdom. Now, also, he says, be immovable. Now, this is where I want to plant and sit for a little while. I want to hang around right here. So what does that mean exactly? Well, it means exactly what it sounds like. It means incapable of being moved, fixed, and stationary. So some of you aren't planted or sold out enough for your purpose, and you can be easily moved by the slightest thing. And that has to stop, sis. Somebody somewhere is waiting on you to get some act right, waiting on you to get serious about being serious, waiting for you to get mad as fiery hell at the devil and tell him, I ain't going nowhere. I know this is what God has called me to do, and I don't care what lie you tell, what stone you throw, what wall you try to put up to stop me. I ain't going nowhere. So you might as well back up off of me. Now, you have to look, tell the enemy, honey, you can have my stuff, because guess what? I'll rebuild again. God restores those that are faithful. If you just slide on over to the book of Job, you will see that Job lost every last thing, holding on to a word from God, holding on to faithfulness and just being obedient in the process of what God had him going through. He did not give up on God. He did not curse God and die like many people told him to, his friends, his wife. I mean, people ask him, what the heck is it that you've done to be going going through this. He did not do any of that. He stood fast, come on, unmovable in the very thing that God had him in, regardless, because he knew and believed in God for the ultimate result and the ultimate outcome. So God restores those that are faithful to him. So you can tell the enemy, look, you can have my stuff. This is just stuff. This stuff means nothing to me. I can't take it with me when I leave this earth. It's purely possessions that mean nothing to me, and they will not benefit me in the long run. So whatever it is that you take from me, it does not matter, because God will restore me and he will rebuild me in the time that I need to be rebuilt the most. You also need to tell the enemy, look here, you can lie on me, because at the end of the day, the truth will come out. Vengeance is mine and I will repay, God says in Romans 12 and 19. He lets it be known that it does not matter whatever the enemy tries to do to you, that he has your back. Vengeance is his and he will repay. He will do every last thing that needs to be done to the enemy on your behalf. He is not going to have you out here looking crazy. He's not going to have you out here looking stupid. So regardless of whatever it is that people say about you, whatever it is that people want to come up against you with, he still has your back and he will repay. So they can lie on you all they want, they can fabricate all of these stories, they can make up these long drawn out adventurous vigorous stories all they want, because in the end, baby, you win. Let me say that again. In the end, you win, regardless of whatever it looks like, regardless of whatever it feels like, regardless of anything, you win in the end, because God says vengeance is mine. Also, you can tell the enemy, you can copy me, you can mock me, I am anointed to do what I do. Come on, somebody. I am anointed to do what I do. So no matter what you try to create or what you try to emulate or imitate, it's never going to be me, because listen, the anointing resides on me. I'm confident in this. I'm confident in this, that the anointing resides on me. And no matter how you try to do it like me, you'll never be able to do it like me, because I have the anointing and you don't. I've been called for this. I've been chosen for this, handpicked out of a billion people, 8 billion people. Come on, somebody. And I have the anointing for this. So you can try and be me all you want, but at the end of the day, you will never be able to be me, because I am anointed for this, and can't nobody do it like I do it when I do it. Boom. So that is what you all need to become: immovable, be steadfast, be immovable. Okay. Whew. So Paul goes on to talk about abounding means to exceed a fixed number or measure, to go above and beyond. So what Paul is basically saying is that you should always be going above and beyond in the work for the Lord. Now, I know more than I ain't gonna say anybody, but I'm just gonna say, look, I know, okay? I know what it's like to be pouring out. I know what it's like to be giving your all. I know what it's like to be going extremely hard in your calling. Let me tell you how I know that. Simply because before I had this, what you call a platform now, of maybe 40,000 plus people, women, I was laboring, honey. I was laboring. Do you hear me? Many things that I did for the Lord went unnoticed. It went unapplauded. And sometimes even were forgotten. But I did it for the Lord. So I didn't need an audience. I didn't need people to be clapping for me. Even now, I do things for people behind the scenes that I don't broadcast. I don't tell everybody that, oh, I did this for that person, or, oh, I went out and paid that for that person. No, no. Everybody don't gotta know that. And when somebody is constantly doing things of that nature and going out and saying, hey, well, look, I did this for that person, or I did that for that person, they're looking for an audience. They're looking to showboat. No, ain't nobody got time for that. That's not why we are called to do what it is that we're called to do. We're called to do what we're called to do for the Lord. Now, what we do in private, He will reward us publicly. Come on, somebody. But that is in His timing. That's not in our timing to say, hey, well, you know, I did X, Y, and Z, so I need to go out here and I need to tell everybody and see what they think and see how they reward me. Nah, you don't have to do that, because God is the master of it all. Do you hear me? If He wants you to be rewarded, or sees fit that you need to be rewarded in that area, or because of whatever it is that you did, believe you me, He will see that you be overly and abundantly and exceedingly rewarded for whatever it is that you did. I tell you, I used to take days off. Do you hear me? Take days off from work and just labor. Like on social media, I think I probably had maybe about 4,000 followers or something like that. And I would just simply drop your request, your prayer request, and I'm praying all day. And not only would I just say, hey, I'm praying for you. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Click that, like that. Da, 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 da. No, I would sit down and hand type out prayers and send them to people. Because a lot of times you'll see people say, oh, well, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And they playing with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're not really praying for you. They're not really going before the throne for you. So in order for me to let those people know that I was literally going before the throne on their behalf, on their individual needs, on their individual concerns, I was typing out prayers for them. I was typing out prayers for them and sending it straight to them. Y'all, I think one time I did that and I got, man, I don't even know how many prayers, but I know it was hundreds. Do you hear me? It took me like 3 days to type out all those prayers back and send them to everybody. Honey, do you hear me? And that's not something that I went out there and I boasted about and I bragged about after I did and say, hey, well, look, I took off 3 days because I went and I prayed for everybody individually, hand typed, da 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 da. I didn't do that. That was, what, 3 or 4 years ago now. Like, that was a long time ago now. No, I labored in my calling. I knew what God had called me to do in that moment, and I just did it without question, without asking anybody, hey, do you think this is of etiquette? Do you think this is of proper social media etiquette? Do you think this is of protocol? Bump all that. I heard the Lord. I spoke to the Lord. I talked to Him one-on-one, and this is what He told me to do. So boom, that's what I did. I labored immediately. I was not looking for a tip, a donation, anything. I was looking for you come into agreement with me on this prayer, and we're going to see this thing manifest. And people come to me from that when I did that 3 or so years ago, and they tell me, this is all of what manifested from that prayer. Thank you so much for laboring with me, and thank you so much for going to the Lord on my behalf. Thank you for typing that out. Thank you for spending the time to actually do that and genuinely, wholeheartedly, just doing what God has called you to do. And that is what we are called to do. We are called to do whatever it is that God has called us to do without looking for recognition, without looking for a pat on the back, or looking for an applaud, or looking for some kind of token of appreciation. And I'm telling you, honey, if you're that type of person that always needs that kind of affirmation or need that confirmation, oh, over and over and over again, that, oh, you're doing what God's called you to do. Oh, thank you so much. Or, oh, I'm sending you this. Or, oh, I'm repaying you like this. Then, honey, you're going to have a hard time. You are going to have a hard time. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because there will be a lot of times where you will not get that, and you will just have to trust and know that your work is not in vain. And I say now that the seeds that I sowed back then, I'm reaping the benefit from now in this season. And those are seeds that I sowed 3-4 years ago. I'm still reaping the benefit of those seeds that I sowed. So it doesn't matter if I don't get it back, then I will get it back. I will get back what I sold into the kingdom, or what I did for the kingdom. I will get it back eventually. And it may not come in the form that I wanted it to, or I thought it should, but I'm going to get it back some way, because God is not going to let us labor in vain. He's not going to let us be on our face for people in vain. Do you hear what I'm saying? Laboring and going before Him and just doing exceedingly abundantly for His people, and looking after His people, and caring for His people. No. Whatever you do, it might feel like it's in vain because you're not getting the recognition, and maybe people are still treating you wrong and, you know, doing you bad and things of that nature. But I'm telling you, it's never in vain what you do for the Lord. When you solely do it for Him, it's never in vain. Now, when you do it from a place of, oh, I need to get something in return, or, oh, I'm doing this so that you can eventually do this for me, then that's not the right heart to even have. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing something for somebody, just do it solely for the kingdom, and do it solely for God and what He has called you to do. And I promise you, without a shadow of a doubt, you will be blessed, and you'll be blessed abundantly. And it may not happen immediately, but it will happen eventually. I promise you that. So I repeat to you, my brethren, my sister, my girl, my homie, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All right, let us go boldly before the throne of grace on tonight before we close this thing out. Father God, we just thank You for waking us up on this day. Lord God, we just bless You and give You all honor and praise. Lord God, we ask that You would forgive us of anything that we have done that was not to Your liking, God, whether it be knowing or unknowingly. Lord God, we thank You for sending Your Son who shed His blood for the remission of our sins, Lord God, so that we could be presented to You without blemish, without wrinkle, or without spot. Lord God, I ask that You would please give us every last thing that it is that we need to conquer our mission on this earth, Lord God, and to do exactly what it is that You have called us to do. Lord God, we want to be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the works of the Lord. God, we always want to have to go to exceedingly and abundantly above for You, Lord God. We want to be immovable, Lord God. We want to be standing firm in our purpose and knowing exactly what it is that You have called us to do, and not being able to be shaken or moved or removed from whatever it is because the enemy is coming at us from the left or the right or the front or the back or whatever it may be, Lord God. We want to continue to run after You in the areas that we need to run after You, Lord God. I ask that You will fill every void that needs to be filled, Lord God. Every piece that is lacking You, Lord God, I ask that You will fill that space, Lord God, so that we won't be able to fill it with anything else, Lord God. We want to be running over with You on tonight, Lord God. We ask that You would do what it is that You know to do, Lord God. You know the places that we need You more than anything, Lord God. So I ask that You would fill those places, God. I ask that You would keep us being steadfast in that which You would have us to do, unwavering, Lord God, completely focused on that which You have called us to do, with our eyes locked on it, Lord God, able to do everything that You have assigned us to do in this season, God. We want strength in this season, Lord God. We need perseverance in this season, Lord God. We need focus in this season, Lord God. I bind up any distractions that try to come up against what it is that You would have us to do in this season, Lord God. Let us be able to focus. Let our minds be sharp, Lord God. Align us with people that will help us sharpen our minds, Lord God. Iron sharpens iron, Lord God. So I ask that You would align us with people that are ready to go forward in the very thing that You have called them to do, Lord God, so that they would just be a fire to whatever it is that You have already placed inside of us, Lord God, that they would just continue to ignite the fire that's already inside of us and living, moving, and breathing, Lord God. I ask that the Holy Spirit would be our ultimate guide in this season, Lord God, so that whenever we feel like we're going to waver, whenever we feel like we need to throw in the towel, or we feel like we want to give up, that the Holy Spirit would begin to talk to us and guide us out of that place of wanting to give up, Lord God, that He would begin to speak to our innermost parts of our heart, Lord God, that He would begin to minister to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, I ask that You would place the words in our mouth right now, Lord God, to be able to speak to You, God, and run to You like no other, so we won't have to run to anybody else in this world, Lord God, but we know that we can run to You, and that we will get shelter and we will have refuge, Lord God. So just remind us that whatever we're going through, whatever it is that we need, we can find it in You, God. Hallelujah. That this world will never understand, Lord God. They will never understand us or whatever it is that You've called us to do, God. But we can run to You forever and forevermore, Lord God. And that You will never leave us nor forsake us. That You'll always be a present help in a time of trouble, Lord God. So we bless You and we thank You now, God, for doing exceedingly abundantly in our life, God, as though we know You will and we know You can, God. We believe it to be true. It is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray and say amen. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. For booking apparel or to sew into the podcast, visit TiaPughTalks.com. That's TiaPughTalks.com. Be sure to connect with me at Tia Pugh Talks on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Don't forget to share your favorite part of the podcast on social media. Be sure to tag me in that thing so I can shout you out. If you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about any other business relations, email us info@tiapughtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. Let me leave you with this. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. That's straight from Palais. I thank you all so much for tuning in once again. I hope and pray that this has inspired you, pushed you, and is going to help you get up out of your comfort zone and remain in that place where God has called you to. All right, I love you so much, and I will see you and hear from you next time. All right, peace.